Today's prompt is the story of Dame Ragnall. And the story begins with King Arthur. So one day, the story says, King Arthur was out hunting in the woods. And he saw a deer, and he shot his arrow at the deer, and he wounded the deer, but he didn't kill it. And the deer ran off into the woods, and King Arthur followed. And he got deeper and deeper into the woods, and as he got deeper and deeper into the woods, he had to shed his armor and his sword and his shield. And he came to the clearing, and he didn't find the deer. What he found was his greatest enemy. And his enemy said, "Ah, I can kill you now. You're defenseless. I can kill you." So Arthur says, "You can't kill me now. I'm unarmed. That would be dishonorable." And so his enemy says, "Okay, I'll make you a deal. I won't kill you now, but I will come back to this spot in 1 year. And if you can't answer my question correctly, then I get to kill you." And Arthur says, "All right, what's your question?" And his enemy says, "What do women want?" And King Arthur goes, "Oh, I'm screwed." Okay, so he goes off, goes back to his kingdom, and throughout the year he asks his most trusted advisors, what is the answer to this question? What is the answer to this question? He gathers all of these answers. And one day, Dame Ragnall comes riding into town, and she is described as smelling like the sea at low tide, with huge tusks and ratty hair and ripped clothing, just this beast of a woman. And she comes into town and she asks to speak to King Arthur. And she comes to him and she says, "I know the answer to your question." And King Arthur says, "Well, that's wonderful, Dame Ragnall. What is it?" And she says, "Nah, not so fast. If I give you this answer, you have to give me something in return. If I give you this answer and it's correct, I will marry your most cherished knight. I will marry Sir Gawain." And Arthur says, "Oh, no way that there's no way that I can do this." And of course, Gawain is with him and he says, "No, uncle, of course I'll do this for you. If she has the right answer and it spares your life, of course." So the day comes and the enemy rides back into town and he comes to King Arthur and he says, "All right, it's your day. What's the answer to my question? What do women want?" And King Arthur gives one answer after another that his sages and wise advisors gave to him. And all the while, his enemy is sharpening his sword, saying, "Nope, nope, nope, wrong, not that one." And finally, resigned, King Arthur shares the answer that Dame Ragnall gave him. "What women most want is sovereignty." "Oh," his enemy says, "my sister must have told you." And he leaves our story here. So Guinevere thought that a simple wedding would be best, just private, just a couple of people. And Dame Ragnall said, "No, I deserve a royal wedding. I will have the entire kingdom invited, and there will be a feast." And at the feast, she's seated next to Gawain, and she's described as gesticulating with whole boars and tearing apart carcasses with her teeth and swearing and belching and drinking vast quantities of wine and generally making a scene. And there are whispers all around, "Oh, God, poor Gawain, poor man, oh, to be left alone with such a woman." And finally, the night is over, and they retire to their wedding chamber. And Gawain is sitting at his desk, at his table, with his back to his bride. And she says, "Gawain, how about a little kiss?" And he summons all of his courage and all of his bravery and all of his chivalry. And he says, "No, my lady, I will do more than kiss." And he turns around and he sees the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. And he's like, what happened? And she says, "Oh, Gawain, Your chivalry and love has half released me. I was put under a spell, and I can be now, as you see me here, half the day. Alone as you and I are here together, or out in the world for the rest of them to see, I can be beautiful half the day. Which one would you prefer? And he thinks for a minute, and he says, on the one hand, there's just this, and then on the other hand, there's this, and you could be beautiful with me, or beautiful with that. You know what? I can't decide for you. You decide. It's your decision. And she says, oh, Gawain, you have fully released me. I will be beautiful all the time now. What women want most is sovereignty. The right to be true to themselves. The right to choose. And while that's a fantastic story in its own right, and to our men in our group, this isn't a story just about women. This is a story about sovereignty and sovereignty in grief, because we always loop it back to there. What we want most in our grief is sovereignty. The right to tell the truth as we live it. The right to tell the truth as we know it, as it happens to us. As we've written about rage and into our rage, we've written about sovereignty. The right to claim what's true. For your prompt today, my writers, I want you to write into sovereignty. What it is to be allowed to live the truth of this for you. Not just for the rest of the world to see, but for you to see. What would sovereignty look like? As always, choose any line from anything I've said, hit rewind, hit erase because I have a copy. Find your lines to write into. And if you need to, make up a myth of your own.